So when you say he's presided over, are you speaking of his congressional district?
Not just his congressional district, but the Congressional Communist Black Caucus that has every district they own and control is a ghetto hellhole. It's a place that no one wants to go to. They're in control of every inner city school system, every inner city police, every inner city jail. They have produced nothing but drugs and misery. Black-owned businesses, black-owned housing has been reduced. They have presided over the destruction of black people. They should be ashamed of themselves, and I don't understand why any black person could be a Democrat. You know, John Lewis, bless his heart, you know, it took courage to do what he did in early life. But yep. What he has done now, he has turned himself to his enemy, like a little girl being beaten by daddy and joins daddy, like an abused woman beaten by her husband, she joins the husband. He has joined the enemy. He has joined the oppressor. And what he should do, if you're a real man, John Lewis, if you're a real, real hero, you stand up tomorrow morning and you look at the American people and you apologize. You have led them through decades of hell. You should apologize, say you made a mistake, say that you tried to work with them. But the Democratic Party has always been the party of abuse, always been the party of the Klan, the party that went to war to keep slaves, the party that's always been the destruction of black people. Mr. Lewis, you have presided over the destruction of black America, and you owe us an apology.